The reforms will not be as far-reaching as a presidential advisory committee recommended, according to a report in the New York Times. The committee advised the president to order the NSA to stop storing the records of millions of phone calls and instead have phone companies or some third party do it. The Times says Mr. Obama will not issue that order Friday, but will ask Congress to help him decide how best to store the data. The NSA says its broad collection of so-called metadata is necessary to fight terrorism. The proposal to move phone records from NSA control was meant to blunt criticism that the bulk collection threatens privacy. The NSA would then need a warrant to access the information, which includes phone logs but not the content of conversations, says James Andrew Lewis at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The phone companies already have the metadata. Metadata, despite all the noise, is basically your phone bill. So they've got it, and NSA could get it from them with a warrant anytime they wanted. NSA doesn't need to hold it, and the phone companies already have it.
Attorney Michael Sussman says the companies he represents fear they could be sued and would have to spend more time and money to give the information to other parties.
So an insurance company could issue a subpoena, there could be a court order in a divorce case. All of the other reasons that people would want phone company records, there are that many more records for them to request.
And the idea of moving the data to the phone companies does not satisfy critics, including Republican Senator Chuck Grassley.
That it may create as many privacy problems as it solves. Indeed, private companies seem to be allowing their customers' information to be hacked on what seems to be a daily basis.
Leslie Harris, president of Washington's Center for Democracy and Technology, says any mass collection of phone records by government or by private industry threatens privacy.
And certainly moving that data to telephone companies or to some third party doesn't fix the concerns about risk. But if the whole focus is on where the data is held, then I think the president's missed the point.
The president is expected to adopt his advisor's suggestion to reduce the number of people whose records can be examined by the NSA and reduce the number of years the data can be kept. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.